بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The following is a part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the heads of Iran's three branches of government and a number of current and former government officials. The meeting took place in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya on April 3, 2024. The Quran states, "Plead with your Lord for forgiveness, then turn to Him penitently. He will send copious rain for you from the sky and add power to your present power." Chapter 11, verse 52. Don't you agree that we want a strong country? Don't you agree we aspire to be strong? Very well. He will add power to your present power. Istighfar and repentance strengthens you. This means turning back from our transgressions. Transgressions weaken us, but turning back from our transgressions strengthens us. He will add power to your present power. It is like this in all matters, both in personal matters and in social matters. In personal matters, the human soul grows stronger with istighfar. In social issues, society also becomes stronger with istighfar. We are the officials of the society. You are the country's administrators. Our issues, conduct, actions, words, and the stances we take all have an impact on the state of the country. If we make a mistake, the solution is to seek God's forgiveness.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Of course, istighfar obviously goes beyond mere words of repentance. This concept must be understood clearly. It is not just about saying, "Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilay," I seek forgiveness from God and repent to Him, on the night of Qadr, on any other night, or during the night prayer. It's not just that. We must recognize our wrongdoing and acknowledge that we have made a mistake. When we fail to recognize that we have done something wrong, true istighfar and repentance will not take place at all. We must recognize our mistakes. We must realize that what we have done is wrong, be committed to turning away from those actions, and feel discontented with our actions. This is how God's forgiveness should be sought. This is how God's forgiveness should be sought. Otherwise, if we fail to do this, our plea for God's forgiveness will be meaningless. According to the poet Qudsi Mashhadi, our fingers count the rosary beads and our lips repent while our hearts long to sin. The sins themselves laugh at our way of repenting.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.